When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story, epic and strange, of this year's famous London to Brighton veteran car run on the wet and windy Sunday of the 7th of November 1982. The driver, one Osmond Bennett, famed masseur and veteran carman, now living in Johnstown, County Kilkenny, and a well-muffled and somewhat apprehensive Donoghue Doolin. And at 8:15, the 86th London to Brighton run has begun for us. We're sweeping out here through the huge crowds, number 91, beginning our section. And it's a very cold, crisp morning in London. I certainly didn't think the underwear would be as important as they are, and we're coming along here through absolute groves of people. And I've never seen so many vintage cars in all my life. We're sweeping around left. We're behind number 92. A London taxi is just giving us way as Ozzy is revving the Dion Bouton up a slight hill. And I notice we are taking our place in the ordinary traffic, so one has to be a good driver as well as a vintage car fan on this lovely crisp morning here in Hyde Park. The leaves are multi-shaded and it's an absolutely splendid morning to be out and to hold on for dear life as you sweep round a right-hand bend. Everywhere there are crowds. They've been here since 7 o'clock when we came out this morning. We left the underground car park in Hyde Park. Now we're looking at the side. It says Ring Road, Brighton, A23. Pine Stores, Piccadilly Circus, Victoria, and Knightsbridge. There's 98 sweeping by. It's an American car. I know it's American because they've got American flags all over it. And the lady and the gentleman are wearing Stetsons. And the children are in red, white and blue. There is a steam car whispering by us because you just don't hear the steam cars. You can hear the lovely steady put-put-put of Ozzy's De Dion Bouton, which is the oldest car in Ireland and the oldest registration in these islands, MI1. As I say, it's an absolutely brutally cold morning there, and there standing by the side of the street was Cardinal Hume. There are people in big numbers further up. It's quiet along here. It's very cold, and we're passing Westminster City Hall, and there's one heck of a breeze going into our face, and Ozzy is moving this car quite fast, and he explains one thing to me, that the brakes in these old cars aren't as the new cars, so anybody who steps in front of a vintage is taking his life, and perhaps our life in his hands. There's a sign there that says Lambeth Bridge to the right, and we have been stopped at traffic lights for the very first time. In fact, we're moving on. A policewoman has cleared the way for us, and we're going on now, passing by Artillery Row, and we're coming into Victoria Street. Victoria Street, which of course is mentioned in T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland. I think it was here he says he heard the whine of a mandolin at noon. And the only whine here are the whines and roars of vintage cars this morning. At the start, you know, it reminded me of somebody in trouble there. At the beginning, it reminded me very much of the marathon. Like the marathon, all shapes and sizes were here. Not all looking like motor cars, but all like all of us in the marathon, whether we looked like athletes or not. Hoping to finish at the end of the way. And we have some 60 miles, I think, to travel. And like I said, it is absolutely bitterly cold. We're coming up now towards the Houses of Parliament. And there is Big Ben. It's always a strange shock to see Big Ben and to realise that it's real and you're not looking at television. And it's 22 minutes past eight on Big Ben. And this surely reminds me of that lovely film Genevieve with Kay Kendall, John Gregson and Kenneth Moore. The policeman is trying to call us outside the lights, but with no great success. Yes, Ozzy, I think, is about to go. He is coming outside the lights. Yes, we're going on the right-hand side, because there are roadblocks here at the left. He's been cleared through. There he goes, very helpful. Now, as I say, it's 22 minutes past eight. We're passing by the Westminster, the grime of the centuries and the grime of the years, and one cannot help but think of Poets' Corner and all the famous people who lie buried in there. I don't know why John Dryden comes into my mind. Soon we'll be crossing over the bridge, and as we come there, we'll spare a thought for William Wordsworth. Looking at this, the towers reaching up into the morning sky, the dawn, and I suppose, again, I would always think of T.S. Eliot, and I think of London. The river's tent is broken, the last fingers of leaf clutch and sink into the wet bank unheard. But the nymphs have not yet departed. The nymphs are all travelling to Brighton this morning. I had hoped we might get a stroke from Big Ben as we passed, but it seems if that is not to be. Steaming up the hill now. Rounds of applause towards the bridge. The lights have gone green again. There's a very strange three-wheeled vehicle, number 119, has passed us by. Coming on to this magnificent Westminster Bridge, Southwest 1. I dare say we'll feel the cold wind of the Thames. There's a yellow car, 118. Gentlemen begoggled. There are more strange figures. I mean, if the cars are strange this morning, their owners would appear to be twice as strange. Osmond Bennett is clad, I would best describe, I suppose, in a deerstalker. He might be a more rotund Sherlock Holmes. And I have a peak cap, the front of which is going back practically over my ears. And we're crossing over the bridge now, and along it there one can see the barges and the boats pulled up at either side. It's a grey, cold, bitter morning without rain. The wind is blowing straight into our faces, and we know what it must have been like at the turn of the century when they drove in these cars, when they went on the very, very first Brighton run to celebrate an occasion when they didn't have to have a red flag preceding the cars, when the motor cars were freed, so to speak. How are things going, Osmond?
Lovely, huh? Lovely, how about it?
She's running well this morning.
She's running lovely, but there's no policeman up here and we are held up.
It's not helpful when you have to stop.
No. The heat, the engine overheats when you're stopped too long. When you're going against the wind, it keeps them nice and cool because you have only a cuddled around pipe for a radiator. You haven't the same radiator as you'd have on the latest cars. So.
And as you might have heard there, Osmond achieved a small miracle because we actually stopped. I think we want to keep going here at this stage. We had stopped there and he got it going again. And for one tiny nasty second, I thought that we might have ended our Brighton run. It says Brixton a mile and a half and Streatham is four, and we're still travelling along very nicely. This, of course, was a great Irish area, this Brixton. Kim Leung, Chinese food takeaway. A shop saying Churchill, partly owned by the family. The Apollo Cafe Restaurant. Traffic has thinned out a little bit. The people are still along the sides of the roads. Well, we have in fact stopped here. You notice by the silence, and Ozzy explains to me he thinks it's a matter of petrol. So he's down on his knees here behind the car, and I'm not about to get in his way as he prepares to walk on her. What's the problem, Ozzy?
I'd say petrol. By the look of things, it's petrol. I believe it is. But sure, we'll find out.
She's not getting the petrol through, is it?
Yes, yeah, the petrol choke.
Well, he's down there now unloosing some screws at the moment. And very few, in fact, have passed us, so we have been, we have early upon the way. What are you, in fact, doing, Ozzy? What are you doing there? He's opening the petrol pipe, in fact. And obviously the miracle hands of Ozzy have worked the trick, because you can hear her there behind us chugging away happily for herself. And soon I think we ought to be on the road to Brighton again. I suppose this is all part of the adventure, that you have to stop along the way and you have to do your running repairs. And thanks to the goodness for his skilled knowledge, I would have been sitting looking at this to Dion Bouton for the next 2 weeks and admiring, and nothing would have happened. So we, as he packs in the front, I get myself back up again, and very soon we'll be on the way. That was quick, Ozzy.
Ah, not so bad. Now we're on our way again. One of these things that happens.
Good luck. Thank you very much. Thanks for the offer of the spanner. Yes, and we are on our way again. Nice and happily into the wind and into the cold. You're running better now, Ozzy.
Running lovely. Well, this is fairly away, Grant. Some little bit of dust got on the carburetor, and I had to take off the petrol pipe and give it a shake. Might be a drop of water, it could be anything.
Well, of course, I talked to you a while ago there, that American car passing us by, the steam car, I think. She appears to have gone on fire back the road, so that's a fairly major casualty. I must say I'm very sorry for the little children who were all turned out for the occasion, and for the husband and wife and the magnificent Fawn outfits and Stetsons. And we're still travelling on the A23 to Brighton, passing by Brixton Police Station. Not stopping, Ozzy, passing by. There's a 94 there, quite close to us. Two facing two. We're passing out number 28 there, capable, I think, of 10 miles an hour. There's another casualty on our left, and there's a very, very small little four-wheeler in front of us there. Now, let's see what the signpost here says. It says Red Hill 16, Brighton is 49, if we want to go for the day to Eastbourne. It'll be something like 62. Now, this four-wheeler has suddenly sprouted a lady in front. The gentleman is driving behind. He's seated up on a higher seat, like he's sitting in an old mowing machine long ago. And he's wearing the goggles. And his lady friend is sitting in front. A sign on Brixton Hill says, "The world meets here every Sunday." Well, it certainly seems to be meeting here on this Sunday, November, this cold, dark November day, and we're climbing up Brixton Hill. Ozzy has been talking to me about hills, and you can see the effect of it on the cars. He's changing now as we climb up this fairly steep hill. And I notice on this hill, I suppose it's because it's on a hill, that the trees have lost their leaves. RAC 120, there's a sports car roaring past us, and MI1 is moving along, if not briskly, at least she's moving along generously for us, climbing this hill. Ozzy, the hills are a problem.
No problem. She's flying along. He's about 3 horsepower more than us, and we're still passing him out.
What horsepower have we?
We have only 4.5 horsepower. That fella is about 8 horsepower. We're still flying by him.
And of course, I should have said that our car is tiller driven. Anybody else could have a wheel, but Ozzy Bennett and I have a tiller. There's a gentleman crossing the road, taking his life into his hands with the Sunday Times.
tiller steering. This tiller steering is not simple to steer with, because you have no worm. It goes down direct to the wheels, and the slightest little bit of a turn with a movement on the tiller would bring you right round on the road. So you have to be terrible. You notice I'm not only barely moving it to keep myself straight on the road.
There's a vehicle in front of us. She's an Oldsmobile. Where's she from, Ozzy?
She's all the way from San Francisco, somewhere outside San Francisco. We were talking to the owners of it last night, and they came over here. Three of them came over here specially to do this run. I think it's about 1902, as far as I know, 1902.
By the way, of course, I should say we're on this car, not in it. And when I talk about it being a cold day, Osmond Bennett and I are feeling the cold day at first hand. It's a great day for drops in noses and watering eyes. It's a great day too for the hip flask of hot brandy, and I believe that's to come later on. But now the cars have streaming away in front of us and behind us. They're in all shapes, as I said, in all sizes, and they're running remarkably well for their age, and the crowds are still out in force, and it's quite extraordinary on a Sunday in London, a city which by its very impersonality, I suppose, it's the most anonymous place in the world, where everyone is greeting you this morning as if they knew you, almost, in fact, as if they came from Ballinhassig or Johnstown or Charleville or Donwell, but of course they don't. This present time they come from a place, I think, called Red Hill. I suppose if at this time I have an impression of this journey, it is a fumes. Now we're passing out a gentleman there on a penny farthing bicycle, and he must be feeling pretty cold, cocked up there for himself. But as I say, the fumes are extraordinary. You look along the road and it's like perhaps an Alfred Hitchcock horror film. There's this white fume rising off the road. You can almost picture an Edgar Allan Poe story rising from out of the back of that old American Oldsmobile. In fact, thinking of that reminds me of Hitchcock's Psycho. What a strange thought to have on the road to Brighton. Hitchcock's Psycho, and the wind is all the time absolutely lacing and biting into our faces here. It's a bitterly cold November day, but there is, as I say, no sign at all of rain. We're climbing another hill, and still there are people along. I suppose, like the Dublin City Marathon, the support of the people of London and the outskirts of London, vital to this particular movement today, because movement it is. Just about. It's now 9:10 in Croydon, and I see our gentleman bicycle three-wheeler friend appears to have dropped out for the moment. But what I think is fascinating about this is people just stop to make running repairs and then get onto their cars and up on their bicycles, and away they go again. The police are doing a great job. We're coming up to the number 190 bus, Old Coulston, and we're hopefully taking him on the right side, coming through a crossing. Very fine old building there, community leisure. And facing us down, there's a castellated building, Green Dome, and that says 9:11. It would look perhaps like the town hall, because flags are flying all over the place, and I have been greeted at least 20 times this morning by waving Union Jacks, which is a very interesting and new experience. Now, number 43, you'll hear his chug as we pass him by. He's one of the very oldest of the cars in the run. Yes, there are flags flying here, flags of many countries. This flag, of course, of a big store. And the crowds are thick and dense here, coming through, I suppose, what is downtown Croydon. And all the time the little car puts away happily for herself. Brighton and Purley is straight on. Orpington is to our left, but we're going straight on. And the police are bringing us through a red light, as they have done all along the way. I find where you have batches. We're being passed out on the left there by number 207, Y176. Big, big vehicle. Roaring by, of course. Roaring by is 20 miles an hour for us. Ozzy tells me she's a 60 horsepower, so she's passing out 4.5 horsepower, so it's no wonder that she went by like a maroon flash. And Ozzy says to me into the wind, not much of an achievement. I suppose it isn't much of an achievement indeed. But this is a very exciting occasion indeed. And there's a great air of companionship. There's a three-wheeler sports going by. Actually, a major problem here are the cars who follow with trailers. They tend to get in the way here on the course, and you have problems of passing out. There's a fine pub. They haven't had their opening hours yet, obviously. Nor indeed have we. There's another aspect, I suppose, to this London to Brighton run, which I suppose could only happen in England. I keep harping on the cold morning, which it is, but ladies and gentlemen are sitting in armchairs outside their doors having tea and sandwiches. One can see the steam from the tea rising up into the frosty morning. And they're sitting there without gloves and waving as we come by. It's a massive, massive community effort. It's London to Brighton run. Now we're coming up on number 48, little four-wheel car, one of the oldest. There it is, chugging away. And we're heading towards that hill in Red Hill, which I believe will test cars and people on this London to Brighton veteran run. We have come into Surrey now, and potatoes are available here at £1.99 per bag, climbing a steep hill. And we passed a very ancient car there. It reminds me of the Surrey with the fringe and top. Large wheels. That's a fairly old car, Ozzy.
About 1898, I'd say.
How's she doing on the hills?
Going well, she's coming well, going well. We're on, this is the worst hill on it now, we're on Red Hills. Just going up the top of it here, and we're on the one of the worst hills now on the road.
And in fact, we're coming along with the rest of the slow cars up along Red Hills, chugging along quietly.
We're still in top gear. I have a gear under this. I have only two gears. And I'm going to get over from top.
Passed by a lady there with maroon leg warmers. I hope she's feeling well and warm. And I think we're something like 36 or 37 miles from Brighton. So we're cutting down on the journey that began for us at 12 minutes past 8 this morning in Hyde Park. It's now 33 miles to Brighton, and still the people stretch along the road. We're in this lovely Surrey countryside here. Now, nice, neatly kept hedges. Tudor houses, mock Tudor houses on either side. It's well kept, neat and clean and civilized, and the trees are in their autumn beauty, and it's, apart from the cold, a wonderful day to be out. And even as it is now around 10:15 in the morning, I feel as if we've been out since about 5, but there's no doubt one thing you would not have in your head, travelling along with Ozzy Bennett in the Didier Bouton, you certainly would not have any sort of cobwebs, because they're all very well blown away. Looking away down through the countryside to our right, there's a very typical parkland. In fact, you might be an island. The grass is very green, and the trees are multi-shaded. There are apple trees away there to our left. Pot plant specialists. This, of course, is great fruit-growing country down here. And I suppose this is the very end of their harvest now, as we are less than 33 miles from Brighton. I suppose we are probably more than halfway, and I'm glad to say that American car, the steam car, which I thought was on fire a while ago, they passed us out a few seconds ago. Stetson's flying, so by all accounts, they all lived happily ever after. The first drops of rain are falling. I see umbrellas in the cloud. I hope this is not a portent of events to come later in the day, but the rain is beginning to fall. It's a sleety rain, and Ozzy has taken time, in fact, to put on his gloves, as there's a round of applause as we pass by there. And we're climbing this hill as best we can at 4.5 horsepower. She's chugging, walking all the way along the hill, and there's somebody in front of us in a yellow car in probably more trouble than we are, and they're chugging behind us, they're chugging in front of us, they're chugging around us. In fact, they're chugging everywhere as we climb this hill, something I suppose now like 30 miles from Brighton, and the first drops of wintry November rain are falling on our faces and indeed on our glasses as well.
I'm driving a 1901 Didion.
And where did you come by her?
I got it, it came into this country in 1970 from America, through Ireland, through our good friend here.
This is Osmond Bennett.
That's right.
With whom I'm travelling today.
Mr. Bennett got it into this country and I bought it from somebody in London.
Are you enjoying the trip?
I always enjoy the trip. It's a wonderful trip.
How many Londons to Brighton
did you go? This is my 19th. Not in this car, but it's the 19th run.
And why do you do it?
Well, you know, why do we do silly things? But we do it for fun. It's great fun. It's a wonderful weekend. It's very expensive, but it's a wonderful weekend.
Which is the best aspect of all of it, would you say?
I think the people you meet, your pals and your friends who you see every year, get a little older every year, but we enjoy it more every year, I think.
It seems to me, too, that the general public plays a very big role in it.
They do, and I think this year they behaved a lot better. Last year I thought we had a lot more trouble, but this year they seem to be much better.
It's raining.
There's a lot more traffic this year, but they're behaving better,
I think. It's raining outside and we're taking our break. What sort of problems will the rain cause you?
I hope it won't cause me any. A very wet one 3 years ago and we never missed a beat. We hope to do the same.
You don't mind being out in the open?
Oh, no, that doesn't worry me. I don't shrink, so it makes any difference.
Oh, well, I'm wearing an Astrakhan coat and a really old-fashioned hat. It is old.
It is a very splendid hat.
It is, and I've got 4 hat pins trying to keep it on.
And it's not a good day for hat pins, is it?
No, it isn't. No, I'm afraid to lose them.
Have you been on this run before?
Yes, since 1959.
So you're what they would describe as a young veteran.
I'm a
young veteran of the run. Why do you come so often?
Oh, because I love it. And that's my old man's hobby, isn't it?
What type of car are you in?
1903 Didion.
Would you know how to handle her yourself?
In a push, yes. But not in this traffic. You know, the modern cars are too.
Is today's run easier or more difficult than other ones?
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. For us, it's been easier. But I don't know what's going to happen now, do I?
No, nor do I. Except that it's raining outside and quite cold.
No.
Could I talk to you again about that splendid hat and be very impolite and ask you where you got it?
I've had this hat years and years and years. It really is an old hat. I made a film, long time ago, and they just gave me the hat.
So you didn't even have to buy it?
No, I didn't.
What is it made of?
Velvet.
And can you describe it?
Oh, dear. I don't know.
Could you describe that lady's hat?
Oh, no, I couldn't. I'm sorry. It's all gathered, isn't it?
It's sort of green, isn't it?
It is sort of green, yes.
Oh, it's green. Oh, I'm sorry, the colours. And it's faded.
Faded green hat.
Faded green
hat. With a white...
Cream. Oh, no, that's cream, dear. That's cream.
I thought it was faded white as well. It's not. It's cream. Jim Boland, up to now you were looking very solemn. How was that?
Well, we're always worried, do we get this far? But never this far, we make it the rest of the way okay.
What are you driving today?
19-2 Renault.
Tell us a bit about her now. What characteristics has she that might be unusual?
It's 10 horsepower and it's 1902. And it's about our 12th year to come down with it. And it gets better every year.
I noticed today, driving with Ozzy Bennett, he kept talking to the car. Do you talk to your car at all?
No, I've not gone that far yet. That's next year.
25 years ago.
And I suppose inevitably I should ask you maybe a silly question. Why do you come here year after year?
It's the atmosphere and it's the place to meet everybody interested in old motor cars. They're here from all over the world. And everybody that has any bit of interest at all are here.
Why do old motor cars attract you?
Oh, well, my living up to now, working on old motor cars, and you get to love them. The same as people who work on anything else gets to love them, but I love working on old motor cars, and this is a challenge to keep something as old as 1902 going for 57 miles down to Brighton today.
Did you have any problems up to now today?
No problems, no. A few people got in my way, that's all.
Not helpful for the people, I would suspect.
No, no. We had one funny instance when we were coming into Redhill. There's a fork on the road, and we came on the outside. And as we came through to the point of the fork, there was a policeman on duty where we didn't see, and he had to run for cover.
We nearly took a policeman away.
Yes, yeah. That'd be bad relations.
He might have been halfway to Brighton by now if he'd only known it.
Well, he'd be at least in the Gawick Park.
He would. Who else have we with us here from Ireland?
We have Des Quinn, Jack Story, Sean Kavner, Michael Maloney, and John and Ian Thompson are from South Africa, and we meet them every year when we come over.
We're not driving today. Jimmy Boland has given us a ride down, and most enjoyable it's been.
Have you been on this before?
Yes, we've been. This is the seventh occasion we've been on the Brighton.
And why do you come to it so often?
Well, I would say that there's no other motoring event in the world that's as attractive as the Brighton. If you're interested in old motor cars, the Brighton is the one that you set your sights on.
Do you have old motor cars at home?
Yes.
And what do you have? What's your pride and joy?
My pride and joy? I love the whole lot. Yes, just a small stable. Three little Renaults, 1908, 1909, 1913, 1922 OM, 1928 Bentley, 4.5, 1930 Rolls, Morris, Austin, just a few.
Just a few, small stable.
But one loves them.
Your particular one, where did you come by her? Where did you find her?
Oh, it came from France about 20 years ago. And there had been a little pickup truck at that time, working on a farm. And had worked all through the wars. And we restored it to its present state, having found the original back half for the body and fitted it to it. Now most cars, if somebody drives a modern car, they can sit into any modern car and drive it. This is completely different with the older car.
Were the men who drove in those days at the turn of the century a very special breed?
I would think so. They were very hardy people, number one, and brave, number two. They didn't have... Well, certainly the people who raised them were great people.
It's now 7 minutes past 11, and Ossie Bennett and the Didier and Bouton and myself are leaving... Gatwick Penta Hotel behind us, where we've had a little, I suppose what you call a minor but pleasant celebration, and the rain which threatened earlier is really coming down now. In fact, it's a very bad, miserable, wet Sunday, but thanks indeed to Dennis Lucy and Tom O'Neill, I am attired now from top to toe, and I have no fears for the rain. Osmond has also changed his gear. We're moving out of the grounds of the Penta, and we'll be turning right to get back to the roundabout to bring us on our way. We are now some 13 miles from Brighton, and I was about to say it's this car's 12th time making this trip, 12th year. And we've just had to stop beyond Balney, straight on, Osmond. Stop beyond Balney where she refused to start, and Osmond took out the back. He put in some magic liquid, which he called Jipper, and he took out the plug, and cleaned it, and we're on the road again, hopefully. This ought to take us into the last stretch. The clouds are as big as ever. The rain is, if possible, worse than before, and we're really learning at first hand what it was like for these intrepid men who went out in open cars in the early days of this century. and in the last days of the last century. It's really extremely difficult now at this stage for the veteran cars, because the traffic is denser all the time. People are coming down to Brighton to have a look at this, obviously, today, and they're causing horrendous congestion, absolutely. We're stopped now here on the road for the moment, and Osmond is going back examining the rear end of the car. Suddenly there's a quite different sound from her. I'm not quite sure what he's doing to the car, but he's fully confident of getting us to Brighton. We're in a right-hand lane of a two-lane carriageway, and the cars are absolutely jammed, mile after mile. We're veering in left, Osmond.
Anywhere as far I can get out.
You can't really get out anywhere. But you may as well stay as you are, I think.
Another big fella behind me here and there.
There is. There's a car. They're trying to leave you up the middle there. The busman doesn't see you at all. He does now. We're trying to carve a laneway up the middle. Police, slow, it says. Which is no great help for us. And the cars are doing their best. There is indeed great cooperation here as they try to leave us up a middle path on this appalling day on the road to Brighton. There appears to be an accident up ahead, because there are police cars everywhere and the traffic is getting nowhere. No point in saying fast, getting nowhere slow. They're moving up the middle of the road. Police are in black and they're wearing bright yellow jackets against the gloom of the afternoon. We are making a certain amount of progress, but the traffic has begun to move again. Osmond, what in fact was wrong with the car back there?
The petrol choke again. That was my trouble. What actually happened was the top was squeezed too tight on the petrol tank, and there was no air getting in. And there was no petrol getting to the carburetor. So,
a point that I made earlier, in fact, we're stopped here now in the middle of this horrendous traffic jam. I let Osmond walk his tiller. He's trying to walk us into the middle of the road again, which is a very difficult operation. Very close to a car there, but we are travelling. Thank you very much. Still moving. We at least have broken the brow of the hill. Traffic is everywhere.
Give us a small bit.
Yes, he didn't. I don't think he saw us. We're absolutely weaving in and out of the traffic here. Osmond, I was going to say to you, in all your difficulties, you really have no brakes.
No, the ground is... The oil is on them at the moment and they're wet. The brakes are wet, so it is nearly impossible.
At this stage now, we have taken to driving outside of the traffic altogether. We're moving outside the police blocks on the road, and we'll have to move back into the stream ultimately. There are two cars behind us in somewhat the same problem.
Are they coming?
All we've got behind us is a bicycle, a lady and gentleman on the four-wheel bicycle.
That's
and
right.
We're making fair progress down here, where if you had a present-day motor car, you couldn't drive, and people are very patient and very helpful. It ought to be all right, I think, when we get out onto the main roadway. This is as fast as we've come in a long time. We're going in now left here. Trying to get in left, and we can. Trying to get in left now. We've moved back into the left lane. People have very graciously allowed us back in. And hopefully this ought to give us a reasonably straight run on the 12 miles or so left to Brighton. Osmond, I get an impression that with a one cylinder like this, you have to work hard all the time.
Oh, it's a constant work with a one cylinder. I mean, if anything happened at all, any little bit of dirt or anything happened, you'll stop. You have a two cylinder, you have more power. I have only 4.5 horses in this, and sometimes I believe there's only two there.
Is this as bad a day as you've had?
I'd say one of the worst days we ever had on it.
We've had an interesting happening now. A young lady has joined up, hopped up and joined us. I better lean across to you. What's your name?
Jeanette.
And where do you come from?
Tendring in Essex.
Now, why do we find you joining us on the car? What's happened up ahead?
Doesn't go up the hills very well.
And what vehicle are you travelling on?
It's an 1899
De Dion. It's a little, is it a motor car or bike? What would you call it?
It's a tricycle with a four-car attachment.
And who's driving?
Robert Raffle.
And you sit in front, do you?
Yes.
And you also push as well?
Uphills.
You'll keep you up with the women's lift position. Yeah. And we have to catch up on him, I wonder.
Pardon?
And we have to catch up on him.
Yes, yeah.
Have you been on this run before?
No, not this one.
What's your impression of the London to Brighton run?
Very good. There's lots of traffic. We can't get up the hills very well because the traffic stops us. But, yeah, very good. The atmosphere's lovely.
Had you been on the bicycle much before?
We went on the London to Brighton bike run. And the Ipswich to Felixstowe.
And I must say, you've got a lovely hat.
Thank you.
Can you describe it to us?
It's a straw hat with a variety of silk flowers and a big scarf over it. That's an original motorcycle scarf. It is real thing.
Are you feeling very cold?
Not too bad. No, a bit wet.
Would you come again?
Definitely.
The signpost says 5 miles an hour and Osmond Bennett is singing Slieve na Mann as we race away in the inside lane here, and she's giving it all she's got, having climbed that ferocious hill. And the young motorbike lady left us as her boyfriend had to be pushed again, so I'm sure they're still carrying on somewhere behind us along the road and hoping to make it to Brighton before 4 o'clock. One has to make it to Brighton for 4 o'clock to qualify. And indeed, now, when I think of Brighton, I suppose, at this stage...
Once we pass that caravan down there, we haven't made it.
Once we pass the caravan, we've made it.
Once we have passed that caravan,
oh, this is where this is
it.
Where we sign in, is it?
No, we don't sign in here. We go on down to... We go right into the town, but once you pass this caravan, you have made the run.
So Osmond tells me that once we pass this caravan on the left, that we have made the London to Brighton run. The 1982 London to Brighton run. As we pass the caravan, it will be something like 12 minutes past one. And we've been on the road since 12 minutes past eight. So it's been a very interesting run indeed. But now we've got to make it, of course, into the town. As I said, though, when I think of Brighton, I think of Graham Greene and his novel Brighton Rock. And I think of Rose and Pinky and all of the others of them. And look forward to seeing this town of Brighton, which I've never seen before. And what a more exciting way to see Brighton than in this 1901 De Dion Bouton car, which has done us proud on this London to Brighton run.